USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's defense team has wrapped up for the weekend in the Senate impeachment trial. White House legal counsel Pat Cipollone started by saying the president has done nothing wrong, and he outlined how the defense plans to prove that by countering much of what the prosecution said.
President Trump has a strong record of support for Ukraine. You will hear that from the witnesses in their record.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded.
The president's counsel did something that they did not intend. They made a really compelling case for why the Senate should call witnesses and documents. They kept saying there are no eyewitness accounts, but there are people who have eyewitness accounts. The very four witnesses and the very four sets of documents that we have asked for.
This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Turkey says the death toll has increased to 22 people after an earthquake in the eastern part of the country. The 6.7 magnitude quake struck on Friday evening and it downed at least 10 buildings. According to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Authority, rescuers pulled at least 42 people from the damaged, collapsed buildings. The Disaster and Emergency Authority said over 1,000 people were injured, and rescue operations are underway in the wreckage of three more buildings. Police say a woman shot and killed a retired Illinois state trooper and also wounded two other officers before shooting herself at a cigar bar in Chicago on Friday night. State Police Director Brian Kelly.
Retired Trooper Reeves succumbed to his injuries at a local area hospital. Trooper Caton Bullock and retired Special Agent Lloyd Graham are both currently hospitalized in stable condition after sustaining serious injuries.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Pentagon has given an update on the number of service members injured by Iran's missile strike on January 8th on an Iraqi airbase. USA's John Clemens reports.
34 U.S. service members were injured, and according to Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman, some were showing signs of traumatic brain injuries, or what is called TBI.
34 total members have been diagnosed with concussions and TBI. 8 service members who were previously transported to Germany have been transported to the United States. 9 service members transported to Germany are still undergoing evaluation and treatment there. 1 service member transported to Kuwait received treatment and is returned to duty in Iraq. 16 service members who were diagnosed with concussion and TBI while in Iraq and remained in Iraq have already returned to duty.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The newly unveiled logo for the U.S. Space Force appears to have boldly gone where Star Trek has gone before. Twitter users noticed that the emblem, which was revealed by President Trump on Friday, bears an uncanny likeness to the insignia from the cult sci-fi TV series. One of the original stars of Star Trek, George Takei, tweeted, "We are expecting some royalties from this." But others pointed out that the new logo bared likeness to the Air Force's logo. The president tweeted, "The U.S. Space Force is the 6th branch of our magnificent military." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.